particular, as we often do, looking very healthy Israel now. I'm going to just share my screen. So, Ilan Goldstein, you want to do the honors? So start with the Pesukim in Lech Lecha.
Vayavo ha-palit vayigad Avraham ha-ivri v'hu shochein ba-aloni mi-mamre ha-amori achi ashkol v'achi aner v'hing bale bris Avraham. V'shma Avraham ki neshba achi v'yirek es chanichad yodei baso shlona asar ושלוש מאות וירדוף על דן. ויחלק עליהם לילה, הוא ועבדיו, ויקם ויפדם עד חובה, אשר ממשול לדמה.
אשר משמאל לדמשק, וישב את כל הרכוש.
וישב כל הרכוש, וגם את לוד אחיו,
so we have this like primordial manifestation, the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim, and you know what's fascinating is that anything that Avram does, you know, is suffused with additional meaning. Let's say, Masa Avos Siman Lebanim. Ilan Agis, why don't you just take us through the next two Rambams and make an argument on the basis of the two Rambams in conjunction about how we should think about the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim. Some of it is discussed in the Rambam Chavur this morning, that it really stands out in amongst all mitzvahs, that even, you know, Stiras Beis HaKnesses, not if it's already built, but it really transcends, you know, our normal scheme within mitzvahs. So let's take a look at the Lishonos in the Rambam. First in Matanos Aniyim Perek Yud, that's the, you know, Din Kleli, and then Perek Ches, which is precedes it, but it's a Prati thing. Okay, so Ilan, go ahead.
Chayavin anu lizayir b'mitzvah tzedakah yoser mikol mitzvah saseh shatzedakah siman letzadik zera Avraham avinu shenemar ki yedati b'leman asher yitza v'ezbanav laso tzedakah v'in kisei Yisrael miskonen v'das ha'emes omeles ela b'tzedakah shenemar b'tzedakah tichoneni. ואין ישראל ניגל לנהל הבצדקה, שנאמר ציון במשפט תיפדה ושווה הבצדקה. לעולם אין אדם מה אני מן הצדקה, ואין דבר רע ולא הזק נגלה בשביל הצדקה, שנאמר והיה מעשה הצדקה שלום. כל המרחם מרחם ממעליו, שנאמר ונסה לך רחמים וריחמך והרבך, וכל מי שהוא אכזרי ואינו מרחם, יש לחוש ליחסו, שאין האכזריוס מצויה אלא בעקום, שנאמר, אכזרי המה ולא ירחם. וכל ישראל והנלווה עליהם כאחים הם, שנאמר, בנים אתם לאשר מלכיכם. ואם לא ירחם האח על האח, מי רחם עליו? ולמי ועניי ישראל נוסי עיניהם, הלעקום ששוני נוסן, ורודפין אחריהן, האין עיניהן תלויוס אלא לאחיהן. כל המעלים עיניו מן הצדקה, הרי זה נקרא בליעל, כמו שנקרא עובד עקום בליעל. ובעקום הוא אומר, יצאו אנשים בני בליעל, ומעלים עיניו מן הצדקה, הוא אומר, הישמר לך פני הדבר עם לבבך בליעל, ונקרא רשע שנאמר, ורחמי רשעים אכזרי, ונקרא חוטה שנאמר,
Yeah. Okay, and now the Rambam just a little bit earlier.
Pidyon Shvuyim kodem leparnasas aniyim uleksusan ve'en lecha mitzvah gdola kipidyon shvuyim shavui harehu bichlal harevim ve'atzmeim ve'arumim ve'omed besakanas nefashos ve'amar limeinav mipidyono harei ze over al lo samit ses levavcha ve'lo sik המאוס, כאן הוא אבני וקורוס, לא ימכרו לדבר מצווה, אלא לפדיון שבוי. אף על פי שהביאו הסעבני בגדרים בסקורס ופסלום והסכינו הכל לבניין מוכרין, הכל לפיליון שבועים בלבד. אבל אם באנו בגמרי, לא ימחרס בסכנס, אז אלא יגבו לפיליונו מן הציבור.
So Ilan, so what are some thoughts that you're having at this point, you know, regarding the conjunction of these two Rambams? They're obviously both in Matanos Aniyim. What's the Rambam doing in terms of his framing of the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim? And again, the Lashonos are just amazing, right? Ein lecha mitzvah rabbah, ein lecha mitzvah gedola. The Rambam's not, you know, just like waxing poetic. You know, there's clearly something at stake here. So Ilan, how do we relate to these Rambams?
So the first Rambam, not only is the mitzvah of tzedakah relates to us being part of Klal Yisrael and helping out our brothers which are in need. And one of the greatest needs that our brother could be in is they're in captivity by non-Jews. They're not going to be able to do anything and their life is at risk. So that's like, it's sort of an enhanced form of tzedakah, but it also goes beyond it because their life is in danger.
Yeah, that's, I think, the simplest way of distilling it. It's that tzedakah sheyesh bo pikuach nefesh, as if tzedakah wasn't enough on its own, right? So then we have, because tzedakah is chayavin alin ulizar, b'mitzvah sasheyesh ol tzedakah, yosem mikol mitzvah sasheyesh shabbatorah. But now you add in an immediate sakanas nefashos. So it's not just lo sam eitzes levavcha, but it's also lo sam od al dam reyecha, v'hatzol lekuchim lamavis. So the Rambam enumerates seven deoraisas, and he says there are a lot of more, you know, to come. And, you know, just, Ilan, if you could just reflect with us together for a second about the binyan beis haknesses and how that factors into the analysis as well. It's a fascinating thing, right? You don't take down the Beis HaKnesses, you know, if the materials are set and ready for anything except Pidyon Shvuyim. So that definitely highlights the Pikuach Nefesh factor, but it might also tell us something a little bit more specific. Like, what kind of mitzvah is building the Beis HaKnesses? In terms of Zechovas HaYachid, or how would you put it?
Zechovas HaTzibur.
For sure. So when we look at Pidyon Shvuyim, we're really talking about is a national obligation, right? It's exactly what you said about, you know, tzedakah. When the Rambam reflects that, right, he never saw, me'olam lo ra'inu v'lo shamanu, al-ir, shein la'kupas tzedakah, it's a responsibility of the city. Because, as you said about tzedakah in general, it has to do with, are you a member of Klal Yisrael, or are you an achzari who's outside of the framework? So the ultimate achzarius would to be, you know, fail to be merachim, and somebody who was in the particular need of tzedakah associated with being a shavoy, with being held in captivity. So that's all very important. And the notion of achva, Ilan, just to push you a little bit further here, is right rooted in the psukim themselves. How so? Because when Avram went to save Lot, he did so on what basis? Exactly, and even probably sharper, Vayishma Avram kinishba achiv. So it was the achva that was the catalyst. Okay. So Ilan, just carry us forward a little bit here with the Ran, and then it's Nipsak L'Alocha. It appears in the Ramah, and Shulchan Aruch, and Yaradeya, and Simon Kuf Nun Zayin. A very important position that the Ran takes, and then the Nipsak L'Alocha and Shulchan Aruch, and how you think that probably would weigh in to the sugya of Pidyon Shvuyim.
So Avilado or mitzvah and shlish be mitzvah, and we might debarachin on miikar amashma de afilu le mitzvah overes kesro v'suka inu echuya blates afilu shlish mamono v'zetima heyach nasnu kritzvah le mitzvah overes v'chasav arayvet kidei shelo yavo lidei oni v'yapil atzmo ala sibur u'kmo she'amru asei shavas chachol v'al titztarech lebrios v'chein amrinan hamivaz v'ezal yivaz v'ez yosem v'chomesh m'pnei she'oni kemisa.
Milavar, or Shlish Milagav. Right, so for, you know, Rav Gamliel, that would mean he would add $500 instead of taking $333.33. Okay, so the Ran's point is that to avoid Isurei Doraisa, right, Bechol Modecha, Bechol Mamonecha, right, there is no built-in limit in terms of, let's say, 20%. And like I said, this makes it into Shulchan Aruch. V'myucha lahatzil atzma b'chol asher lo tzarech li tinakov v'lo lavor. Alosa say, that's the Ran in Masechta Sukkah, it's the Rashba, the Ravid, and others as well. So once you have, you know, the position that Pidyon Shvuyim, of course, is a mitzvah saseh and is tied into the mitzvah of tzedakah in general, but it relates to Isurei de'oraisa, including Lo Samar al Damayacha. So what's one fascinating possibility that emerges? Go ahead, Ilan.
Maybe we should say you would have to give out your money to save your friend.
Exactly. And so that's going to be something really interesting that we want to take a look at, I think, you know, as we get a little bit deeper into this topic. So I want to take us like a 6 or 7 minute, not a tangent, but just, you know, a little foray into the fact that Lot chose Sodom of all places. So it's, you know, quite fascinating that halachically speaking, the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim is rooted in tzedakah, and that Avram rescued Lot, who had chosen Sodom, a place where there was absolutely no tzedakah, right? Right? Shali, shali, v'shalcha, shalcha, zomi dastom. We'll get an insight into what that means. Very fascinating discussion. V'yad ani v'evyon lo hachaziku, the pasuk in Yechezkel. And Avram is all about tzedakah u'mishpat. And the thing about Sodom, you know, as we learned last year, we enjoyed these, you know, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. We'll sort of revisit it very briefly. Right, Sodom was anti-tzedakah and anti-mishpat. Those were their two main points. It's the fact that Avram is doing Pidyon Shvuyim for his, you know, brother slash nephew slash cousin, you know, who chose Sodom, is very striking, because he's making, you know, making the ultimate point, is that, you know, I'm not going to abide by their standards, I'm going to live with, you know, with my very, important standards. Okay, so on that basis, Eitan Mermelstein, why don't you just take us through the Makoros about Sodom, Avram the Stone. So, of course, first you start with the Machlokas between Rashi and Targum, then we'll see the Gemara, then the Mishnah Avos, Rabbeinu Yonah's very famous comment about it, and we'll be back to this question of Bechol Meldecha, the Ran, in Sukkah, and how we can maybe apply that back to the question of Pidyon Shvuyim. Okay, Eitan, go ahead.
Rashi v'afal pichin lo nimna lod milishkon imayim imayim raim begufam raim begufam v'chatayim b'mamona. Targum ve'anshe stom biyashin b'mamon hon b'mamon hon v'chayavin beguyosan beguyoshon hadam l'ashem l'chada.
Right, so this is a little bit of a machlokes between Rashi and Targum, like, you know, what was the resha? Is ra'im v'chataim, what was their primary sin? Was it begufam v'mamonam? So Targum says, you know, the primary rishas of Sodom was in yonei mamonos. Rashi may have the other interpretation. So here's the Gemara. Arba adayane havu b'sodom, shakrai, the liar, v'shakurai, the super liar, zayafi, the falsifier, matzleitina, the perverter of justice. Okay, that's allegorical, but it makes a point.
Demachile li sisa dechare umablale amrale amrile yavi yava nilhi dini avra neilach.
Right, so it's a very remarkable form of justice that if somebody caused a woman, you know, to lose a pregnancy, they would say, ah, mida keneged mida, you know, you have to, the responsibility of making sure she gets pregnant again. Okay, very disturbing form of justice.
Depadale lechare amrile.
Okay, so if somebody would assault somebody to the point where they would bleed, right, they would say to the person who had been assaulted, right, to please pay your assailant a medical fee for giving you a good bloodletting.
Eliezer Eved Avram it Rami Hasam Pidu Yahwi Asalakame Dayana Amar Le Havle Agra de Shakalach Dama.
Okay, so we'll hold it up there, you know, just in the interest of time, but right, Eliezer Abed Avram, obviously representing the, you know, basic idea that we're developing, that, you know, Avram and Sodom were complete, you know, antitheses, and yet, you know, Avram did everything possible for Lot, and he did everything possible for the city of Sodom. So Eliezer Eved Avram goes there, and somebody immediately assaults him, and they drag him in the court. And, you know, they say, okay, Eliezer, cough up the $1,000 because your insurance doesn't cover bloodletting, and, you know, you've got to pay the $1,000. So Eliezer says, okay, just give me a second. And he takes his stick and he whacks the judge on the head. And he says, you know, I'll just make your life easier. Instead of, you know, me having to pay them, why don't you just pay them directly yourself? Okay, it's a, you know, point is made, right? There's no tzedakah and there's no mishpat. We'll do the last piece because it's so haunting. After the ellipses, there was one young lady, she had rachmanis, this is in terms of the tzedakah, on a poor person in the city. Iglai Milsa, they discovered her, so they covered her in honey and she was consumed alive, horrifically, by bees. V'hainu dichsi v'yomer Hashem za'aka sedom v'amora ki rabba. Right, but Amar Rav Yehuda Marav al Iskeriba, that the brutal, ruthless treatment of this woman who had manifested a little bit of chesed, right, was so intolerable to them that they killed her. B'misa Mishuna says everything that you need to know. Okay, Eitan, go ahead. So this is now getting back to the Mishnah. Arba Midos Ba'adam. I always like to make the diok. It's not Benosnei Staka, but it's Ba'adam. Right, you know, there's a later Mishnah about Nosnei Staka. Arba Midos Ba'adam tells you that this is something of like a fundamental character trait of a person. It gets to who they are in the most fundamental sense. Okay.
So, Omer Shali Shaliv Shalcha Shalcha Zo Mida Benones V'yesh Omrim Zo Mida Stom.
Okay, so let's take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah, a person who says, I'm not going to give any tzedakah, it seems like. Shali Shaliv Shalcha Shalcha. There's one guy who says it's a Benones, the other guy says you're Sodom. Yeah, that's a pretty wide range. So how do we make sense of that? So Rabbeinu Yonah, this is a critical Rabbeinu Yonah.
V'kasha she'ich yomru shezo mida binonis v'halo
hamunei atzmo. Yeah.
Militein tzedaka rasha gamaru. Uvishlam lamanda amar shehu mida sedom asi shabir k'moshin emar hine zehaya avon sedom achoseacha v'domer v'yad ani v'avion lo hechizika ela hacha ma'iri v'notein tzedaka mirat Hashem ach b'divo v'hu kili v'lachein achar shemach zikyad ani v'avion Malanu ulativo amida atma benonisi. Vieshomrim, kimidas dom hi. I'm sorry, Rabbi. Visharshu ra meod. Kavan she bitivo hu kaili. Aval im eno mafzig yad anive avion. Klal bize kule alma modu de rasha gamaru zomidas dom.
So Rabbeinu Yonah has a massive chiddush. Says everybody agrees that somebody who doesn't give tzedakah is a rasha gamor and is a sodomite. The question is, let's say you have somebody who gives tzedakah, but he gives out of a sense of, this is what I have to do, as opposed to sensing, right, an internal rachmanas, lo sa'ameitz es levavcha. So that's where you have the machlokas. There are those who say, well, you know, this isn't great, but it's at least a benonis, because at the end of the day, he gave tzedakah. And the other one who says, no, that's Sodom. A person who gives tzedakah because they have to, but shorasho ra me'od, right, without any sense of achva, with basically an internal sense of achzarias, here you're hearing the echoes of the Rambam, so that is evil and wicked. Okay, so the idea that Avram rescued all of the people of Sodom, not just Lot, right, is like one of these deep ironies about the notions of tzedakah and mishpat, and the fact that Avram was so committed to these values, l'man asher yitzav es banav es beiso acharav v'shamu derech Hashem lasot tzedakah mishpat, that he extended them to the people in Sodom, you know, who, you know, completely rejected, you know, these values. Okay, Noam Barinholtz, now let's bring it down to brass tacks in the Gemara Masechta Gittin with the Ran and the Shulchan Aruch and Yerodea that we have in mind. I think it's a very fascinating, fascinating thing. Go ahead, Noam. The Mishnah says, so it's an amazing Mishnah that says, even though Pidyon Shvuyim, right, it's a mitzvah rabbah, it's a mitzvah gedola, the Rambam is ringing in our ears, that whatever Yeser al Kadei Demehen means, some finite number, you do not pay more because of Tikkun HaOlam. So the Gemara was fascinated by that. What do you mean, Tikkun HaOlam?
Alright, Yivailahu, Hamipnei Tikkun HaOlam, Mishum Dukhna Ditziporahu, Old Yom Mishum Delo, Legarbu, Velaisu Tve. Tashma,
Delevi,
Bardarga.
Okay, Bardarga. Parka Levarte, Yitlesar Alfe Dinari Zahav. Amar Abaye, Uman Lemalo, Diti.
So we have like a little bit of an ibaya delo ifshita, right? The Gemara actually doesn't say, you know, the Vilna Gaon also interpret the Gemara that way, but there are fundamentally two possibilities as to how in the world the Chachamim could establish a kitzva, a limit. This isn't a mitzvah sase where you say, okay, take 20% of your assets, right? What we said, it's an idyon of pikuach nefesh. It's an Indian of Lo Samud al Damreyecha. So how in the world can the Chachamim come and say that there's a limit to what you would do for Pidyon Shvuyim and Dinei Mamonos? So what about Bechom Eldecha? You don't want to violate a Losa, say. So there are two Svaras in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't necessarily answer them. Okay, so right, Noam,
so
go ahead.
One of them is that, I guess, kind of like utilitarian, that like, it's going to be, like, too much for the whole community to bear to pay for this guy. Then the other one is that if you pay too much, they're going to start charging it, like, more every time they take a captive.
Right, well, right, that they're going to, you're going to incentivize people to take more captives. So, in other words, one of them is kind of like a din and pidyon shvuyim itself. That to save all the other shvuyim, they're not yet shvuyim, but, prophylactically, you have to sacrifice one shavuy. The other one is that it's a din and a tzibur. So it's really fascinating to think about in light of our analysis. Ilan, you analyzed the Rambam a little bit before. So if you had to guess, which way is the Rambam going to come down on this issue, especially in light of Beis HaKnesses?
I would say that if the whole point is Zechovas HaTzibur, this is actually going to be bad for the tzibur. So it's going to be about more people that could be captive.
Ah, very good. So the Rambam would not yield on Duchka de Tzibura because you already saw that he's willing to sacrifice the Beis HaKnesses. The only justification would be is if it's going to be something that's really not in the interests of Shavuyim in general, that you're allowed to somehow look past one Shavuy for other Shavuyim. So Baruch Shekivanta, and then I'll try to develop a halachic analog to this. Barinholtz, go ahead. This the psak of the Rambam. Main potin is Ashriyim beYisrael d'meiyam ibnei tikkun olam shelo yiyu. So even though the Gemara didn't answer the question, the Rambam thought it was obvious that it has to be a din in pidyon shvuyim, and it makes a lot of sense if you really believe, like the Rambam does, that it's a din in pikuach nefesh. The only justification is that if you want to save the nefesh of the rabbim, you have to sometimes sacrifice the yachid. It's not simple, but you would do such a thing. What does this sound like? We talk about, okay, it's an internal halacha on pidyon shvuyim, and basically sacrifice one shavuy to save the many potential shvuyim. Again, enormous chiddush, but what does it sound like in halacha? If I were to ask you for an analog, a svara that exists on the record, Noam?
About Shabbos.
Good boy. Chalal Shabbos achas kedei shetishmor shabbosos harbe. Barinholtz, keep the ball rolling. Tosfos, famous Tosfos. So wait a second. So the Bali Atosfos are saying you can do whatever you want for yourself or for your wife. So, again, if the issue was duchka de tzibura, that would make a great deal of sense, right? If that was the psak, right? Because it's not coming at the tzibur's expense. But if the question is this going to incentivize them to take more captives, then obviously what would it do? If they found Jews from whom they could get the money?
I guess they'd take more captives.
Right, exactly. Right? So it sounds like the Bali Atosos, right, might actually be mitzadeid against the Rambam, right? It could be machlokas rishonim. Okay, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanani de Parakil ha'utinigum amun harbe b'hani zokin. How can you justify that? It wasn't him or his wife.
Lafisha haya muflag b'chosma.
Oh.
All right, yinami b'shas korban abayit lo shayach dulo ligarbu.
So the Bali Atosos are now hedging their bets a little bit. They could say we could explain this according to either Svara and the Gemara. If it's an issue of duchka de tzibura, we'll make an exception for somebody that the tzibur really needs. This kid showed enormous potential, right? Became Rabbi Shmuel, became an enormous Talmud Chacham. Inami, alternatively, if you want to say that the chashash is that they're going to, you know, do more, like, what if they're maximally motivated anyway? B'shas achorban, right? You can't possibly incentivize them anymore. They've completely maxed out on their level of motivation to do this. So the Gaon, okay, go ahead, Noam. He was wondering.
Okay, I had Ifshit Hashem, about Mifligi Bechtuvos, Nunbet, Aleph, Beishta Mashma Mishum Delo. Yeah, I still know how to pronounce that word.
Ligribu, that they should, that they shouldn't, again, you know, be incentivized and try to grab any more. So really fascinating kind of a thing. And let's just establish the Shulchan Aruch for the record. And then I'll just, you know, make a case here. Okay, now why do I love that line so much? Kol rega shema acher. Why does that make me excited? Ben Sion?
Yerushalmi?
Yeah, Hazar is Hareza Meshubach. Asu lismameo b'chol Shabbos. The Mechayiv and Lo Samad al Damayrecha is Hisrashlos. Put this on the list. Second, momentary delays in Dine Nefashos are wholly unacceptable.
And by the way,
you know, you'll forgive me, but there's not, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say, but if you're tired of Pikuach Nefesh, that's okay. Yeah, you know, if you're tired of it, you know, you don't want to do it anymore, you know, we could understand. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Yes, it sounds really fascinating, but it sounds like the Mechaber is coming down on whose side? The first side in Tosos or the Rambam? That's the Rambam, right? He's paskening like the Rambam. Right? And then he says, but even within this psak, right, we still can't stop a person, from doing all that he can for himself. So why not? I mean, if the point is that we don't want to incentivize them, and it's kind of like, no, I'm exactly like you said, Chalal Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Tishmor Shabbos Harbe, so we'll sacrifice one Shavuot for the sake of the Kehila. Nonetheless, when it comes to, yeah, Ilan, go ahead. I see your hand. Yeah, exactly. You're not bound by that. You personally. Yeah. Okay. So some really interesting things in terms of the Psak Halacha. So I just wanted to spend a few minutes thinking together with you about the Israeli soldier dilemma. And I think a really interesting question. I spoke about a lot about this. You guys are probably too young to remember, but there's a famous situation in Israel, Gilad Shalit. He was held by Hamas for 5 years. So there was a massive debate in Israel about, you know, how this should be looked at. And the vast majority of the Israeli population, the truth was, supported what they called Esek Shalit, the deal that was made. And it's a really interesting question that, you know, requires many hours of analysis. But as I pointed out at the time, a lot of it does come down to these two svaros. Again, the more that a person thinks that it's an issue of duchka ditzibura, that it's a matter of just imposing on the tzibur, you probably would not say that when it comes to an Israeli soldier, because the way that that tzibur functions is that people are willing to go to the army largely on the basis of the guarantee that the Medina is going to do everything that it can to bring them back home. That's been the social contract there for a long time. But if you want to make the argument that we'll have to sacrifice one so that, you know, we can protect all of the other shvuyim, there's a tzad to that. You could really understand such an approach. And again, this is a little simplistic, but that's one of the, I think, very helpful ways of thinking about what they were trying to do. You know, if you give back 1,000 terrorists, so what you're doing is you're telling them, take another soldier and try to get 1,000 other terrorists out of jail, and take another one and try to get, you know, the third tranche of 1,000 out of jail. And there's a real sense to that kind of an argument. And again, that's what Chazal were talking about here in terms of trying to figure out what the Mechayev actually was. Now, what's particularly fascinating to me in this connection is the Psak of the Mechaber. Because the Mechaber says, in Achanami, we do paskin that it's about not incentivizing this kind of behavior. But there are some people who are just so important that we're willing to run that risk, like a Talmud Chacham, or even the potential for a Talmud Chacham, because their service to the community is so, you know, is so dispositive that we can't possibly, you know, take into account these future considerations, like Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadai. We just need to have this person back. That's why Al Pi Halacha, the Maharam Rutenberg, definitely would have been justified, you know, in terms of, you know, allowing himself to be redeemed, but he didn't allow the Tzibor to do it, and he ends up dying in captivity. But what I wanted to try to think about for a second is, within the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, can we make the argument that even if it's about the Oivim and trying to, you know, prevent them from doing this in the future, even if that's true, once you have the exception of Talmud Chacham, how much can I say, you know, Kayotze Bahen, that there's some truth in it even beyond a Talmud Chacham, that somebody who's so valuable to the Tzibor, we're going to say we're willing to, you know, to take the downside risk of incentivizing this kind of behavior, either because Be'atzmo, Begavra, he's such a Chashuv, or we might say that even if he's not Begavra, so fundamentally Chashuv, that what he represents is so, you know, critical, so vital. And I think that that adds nuance to the discussion I was talking about before with the Israeli soldier dilemma. You really might take the position that even if it is the Psak of the Rambam and the Mechaber, not all Rishonim agree. We saw Tosos maybe largely doesn't agree. The Gaon doesn't agree. But if you take the position that we are mostly concerned about incentivizing this kind of behavior, you can still say that some individuals are so critical to the functioning of the Tzibor that we're willing to run that risk. Talmud Chacham, and maybe in the context of Israel, you would say that what that soldier represents isn't one soldier, but he's like a personification of the social contract that people will go to the army because they believe that the society represented by the government is going to do everything possible to rescue them. And I think that is a fascinating question. I, as always, am very, very open to both sides of that issue, and very skeptical of extremists on either side. Anybody who says that's a simple question to answer, I think it's an extremely complicated question, and I think it has a lot to do with these halachos. So, in summation, you know, normally the Ran would reign supreme on this. If there's a daraisa at stake, there could be no possible limit, right? Bechol me'odecha. But the Gemara raises this issue of tikkun olam when it comes to pidyon shvuyim. Even the lav is a lav chamor of lo samad al dam reyach. It's a form of shvichas damim. And one of the two ways of thinking about that is, it's one thing for an individual. I'm now going back to the Ran. Say that an individual has to spend all their money before violating an iser daraisa. But does the tzibur have to spend all of its money? Maybe not. So that's the doch of the tzibur aside. Or if you go to hechid ulaleisi v'lulgarbu tfei, you might say that we're willing. In this case, Chazal are telling us, don't follow the normal standard of Bechol Me'odecha to avoid a violation of a lo sase, because really this is saving lives. It will save lives that are not as yet in captivity. Chalal Shabbos Achas, Kedei Shetishmor Shabbosos Harbei, basically, Hanach Shavoi Achas, Kedei Shetishmor Shavuyim Rabim. That becomes a very fascinating analysis in the halacha. Okay, we'll hold it up there. I want to wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos.
Good Shabbos, Rebbe.
Thank you, Rebbe. Good Shabbos.
And we will pick it up on Monday over Zoom.
Good Shabbos, Rebbe.
Thank you, Rebbe. Good Shabbos.